In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We have a number of lessons this morning about faithfulness. In the gospel, we're hearing that if we are faithful, then God will not leave us, but rather, if you welcome a prophet in the name of a prophet, you'll receive the prophet's reward and a righteous person. And then even giving the cup of cold water to a little one, none of those will lose their reward. In other words, a promise of God in response to our faithfulness. And then St. Paul in the Epistle to the Romans, in the convoluted logic that only St. Paul can do, says, okay, if you've been slaves to sin, well, why don't you be a slave to righteousness? Rather than have the wages of sin be death, far better to have the advantage of sanctification, so that in the end there's eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord. But our first lesson of faithfulness is this one of God testing Abraham. And sometimes I think we blast past this one a little quickly because it's a story of human sacrifice, and that's not where we typically go. So it's a little hard to go ahead and hear this in maybe some of its depth because of its subject matter. If we look back in the story of Abraham and Sarah, we remember that Abraham heard early on a promise from God. He says, look, go and move and migrate, and then I will build a nation from you. Your descendants will number as the stars in the heavens and as the sands of the earth, and so a great nation will come from you. And so Abraham was faithful and held that promise inside of him, and he and Sarah, however, remained childless. And they got older and older and older. And then finally, again, the promise was renewed. And when the visitors came and saw them by the oaks of Mamre, and the visitors said, and now, Sarah, you're going to have a child. She thought this was nuts. This was crazy. And so she's back in the tent laughing at the thought. She says, look, I am old and my husband is as good as dead. And we're going to have a child? And so she's back there just laughing. Well, sure enough, she does get pregnant. And she does give birth to a child. There was no question what this child would be named. Isaac, or Isaac, which means laughter, because this was God's joke on them, that they would have this child, so they named the kid Laughter. If we were going to translate the scriptures accurately, he would not be in there as Isaac. He would be in there as Laughter. And it's like, and then they had a son, and they knew it was a gag, and so his name is Laughter. Now, Isaac's growing up a bit. And God now tests Abraham. And he says to him, okay, this promise is still in the back of Abraham's mind. I mean, descendants like stars of the sky and like the grains of sand. He says, Abraham, take your only son, Isaac, whom you love, and offer him to me as a burnt sacrifice. So much for the promise. But nonetheless, a call to faithfulness. Abraham's in a real bind, but he decides, okay, you say so. So they go 3 days' journey, and then they leave their companions, and they walk on. And now Isaac is carrying the wood, and Abraham is carrying the fire and the knife. And the two of them walked on together. Can you imagine the silence between father and son as they wander, move on? Finally, Isaac says, "Dad?" And he says, "Yes, my son." He says, "The fire and the wood are here, but where's the lamb for a burnt offering?" I mean, Isaac's probably getting a little nervous here. And Abraham says, "God himself will provide the lamb for a burnt offering." And once again, falling back into silence, the two of them walked on together. They get to the place, and they lay the wood out on the altar, and he binds his son Isaac and lays him on the altar. By now, Isaac really understands who the lamb's going to be. Lays him on the altar, and then at that last moment, as Abraham reaches out his hand and takes the knife, the voice comes again to Abraham, and he says, "Do not lay your hand on the boy or do anything to him, for I know that you fear God, and you have not withheld your son, your only son, from me." In other words, you have been willing to give all, following in faithfulness. And so the hand of Abraham was stayed, and he spares his son. And he looks up and he sees a ram caught in the thicket, a ram in the bush. And he goes, unbinds his son, goes, gets the ram, sacrifices the ram. My friend up at Grace Church, Father Benjamin, always thinks in African biblical symbol. And anytime he's been in a real bind where he feels God is calling him to do something he really doesn't want to do, it's some of those times he's turned to me as his friend and he says, "Uncle Ed." He calls me Uncle Ed because I'd been to Uganda when we first met. And he says, "Ah, you are my uncle." So he says, "Uncle Ed," he says, "where's my ram in the bush?" "Where is my ram in the bush?" In other words, "Oh God, I'm willing to do your will, but if you can give me any lesser alternative, I will gladly take it. Where is my ram in the bush?" And so the path of faithfulness, sometimes we're dragging our feet and looking for another way out. And when we pray the Lord's Prayer, it doesn't come through so much in our old translations, but in some of the newer ones, it's, "Lord, do not bring me to the test," or "do not bring me to the time of trial." In other words, "Lord, I will be faithful, but where is my ram in the bush?" And so this too could be our prayer in the midst of a call to faithfulness. So Abraham called that place, "The Lord will provide." And it is said to this day, on the mount of the Lord, it shall be provided. Amen.